Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. They're here for you. Claim now at hampsonhughes.com. The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
We respect the opponent, of course, because they're a very good team, but we've got nothing to fear in the game. We're a team that's in a good moment. That's the reality. We're playing well, we're working well, and we know we can go there and win. That's key. What's also key, and which is very, very important for us, and we've seen that at the weekend, was our supporters. You know, Bradford City had an incredible support that second half when they were attacking the goal with all their supporters. You know, they made a great noise, and it felt like a real, real great vibe for the team. And we know everywhere we travel, the travelling cop's amazing. So to go there and have them in a semi-final with us as well should make it really exciting, and we hope to do them justice and get to the final.
And this one's on a knife edge, and so often cup semi-finals between Liverpool and Chelsea have been that way at half-time. Liverpool know they should have taken the advantage after a dominant first leg display at Anfield in this League Cup semi-final. They need to enter tonight with the belief they can add further hurt to a Chelsea side still reeling from the weekend's FA Cup shock to Bradford. Brendan Rodgers keeps faith with the 11 from the first leg. Lucas was excellent in that game and will need to be at his best again tonight. Steven Gerrard returns to the side after being rested for the FA Cup draw with Bolton Wanderers. Liverpool's 11. Simon Mignolet in goal. Emre Can, Martin Skrtel, Mamadou Sakho. The back three have settled in that formation in recent games. Can, though, might be the area which Chelsea try and exploit. Midfield, Lazar Markovic, right side. Alberto Moreno is the left wing back. And then John Henderson and Lucas, the two operating through the centre. Steven Gerrard, Philippe Coutinho and Raheem Sterling, the goal scorer from the first leg a week ago tonight. And that is the 11. On the bench, Danny Ward, Dejan Lovren, Glenn Johnson, Adam Lallana, Joe Allen, Ricky Lambert, Mario Balotelli returns to the bench for Liverpool. Chelsea make two changes in their side from last week. Zouma replaces Gary Cahill at centre-half, and Oscar is into the side for John Obi Mikel. It's Courtois in goal, Ivanovic, Zouma, Terry and Felipe Luis, the back four. Cesc Fabregas and Matic in the midfield. Willian, Oscar and Hazard offering support to Diego Costa. There's a hug, a laugh and a joke between Jose Mourinho and Brendan Rodgers as the pair come out of the tunnel together. But once the game starts, it's no laughing matter. Ray Houghton's alongside me.
Yeah, really looking forward to the game, Steve. I've got to say 15 minutes ago, it was very quiet here at Stamford Bridge, but it was like the gladiators coming into the arena. The lights went out, both teams came out. And really there's a fantastic noise now between both sets of supporters. Let's hope it's a good game to watch.
Liverpool attacking the end to our right, so the 4,000 Liverpool fans are to our left hand side, so they're attacking away to the Chelsea congregated end, and Liverpool have the ball early doors, and all red by the way, I like that. Chelsea in the blue.
The game.
Coutinho dribbles it past Matic into the box, but then he's robbed of possession. Chelsea look for the counter ball, and it's Oscar throwing it over the top for Costa. Costa up against Sakho on the right side. Costa's the winner as he skips past him. He's got in the box and Hazard's available. It's still Costa. He teed it up for Willian, who misses his shot. Claims it was a handball by Lucas as well on the edge of the box. A couple of the other Chelsea players joined that appeal as well, but our referee tonight, Michael Oliver, no intention of giving that. Liverpool attack at the other end. They're on the counter themselves. It's Sterling with a shot, and that shot's weak as it hits a body in front of him and it'll be picked up by Courtois left of his area.
Well, a couple of things there. We'll take this Sterling going forward here. He was on his own. He had six blue shirts back there against the one Liverpool player. Very rarely you're going to get a create an opportunity out of that. But at the other end, how can you give a penalty against Lucas when he smashed it against him from a yard away? I wish fans knew from referees what is a handball today and what is season, so we don't keep getting this shouting all the time, trying to pressurise the referee to give a penalty, when we full well know from that area you're never going to get one. Never are you going to get a penalty when you smash it against a defender from a yard away. A little coming together there by Emery Chan and Diego Costa right in front of the fourth official and both managers. He didn't look anything, I've got to be honest. And what's he doing?
Well, Emery Chan got to his feet and then he tried to drag round Diego Costa to almost confront him face to face. Should know a little bit better. And this is happening right in front of Mourinho now, and Skrtel gets involved in the shouting match between some of the Chelsea bench who've come right out to the edge of their technical area to join Jose Mourinho. It's all handbags, but what is Diego Costa, Emre Can doing? I mean, silly, really. The incident, the moment of pass, leave it. Get on with it.
Well, it came down to, he should have played the ball forward. There was a bit of a coming together. He kicked the ball a bit. He actually stood on it, but inadvertently, I'll give Chan that. He put his foot, as his leg went to come down, you just see he came down on top of the right leg of Emery Chan when he was on the floor there, which was seen by the assistants. Listen, I don't think there's any intent from Diego Costa. I really don't. It's just one of them isolated incidents, but you don't react like that. You get his gut way and you're like, hey, next 50-50, we'll see you're going to come in like that again.
And here come Chelsea down the left wing. Hazard turns infield and away from Lazar Markovic. Gives quickly to Diego Costa. Back to Hazard again. Wonderful balance and control. Great flight of feet. Plays it out to Oscar. Into the box and the ball ricochets back out to Oscar again. He'll cross once more. Dangerous area and turned clear by Lucas.
Great run, wasn't it, from...
Oh, that's a backwards header by Zouma, and Sterling might pick up on it. He's just done that. His pace is brilliant. He's into the box. Zouma gets behind him. Oh, and Sterling had the option of falling over, but he didn't take it. Tried to keep his balance. Zouma just slightly upended him from behind, and the danger was spared by Chelsea.
Well, it was a better option, which was Steven Gerrard, but unfortunately, Ryan Sterling didn't get his head up at all. He's got caught down looking at the ball, looking at the opposition he was up against there in Zouma and John Terry. And what he should have done was just squared it to Steven Gerrard, who made up 60 yards coming forward to support him. That's where you've got to look up. Is there anyone there to support me? Is there anyone in a better position? It was an easy ball, a 5-yard squared ball. Steven Gerrard would have been one-on-one with Courtois.
Control by Hazard. It's just wonderfully graceful, isn't he, with the ball. And here goes Hazard. Jinks round the side of Henderson. Now rolls it square. Meeting that pass from the right side is Ivanovic, who's made a long busting run. He hits one into the box low and it's saved at the feet of the keeper, Simon Mignolet.
I'll tell you what, Hazard wasn't too far away. I mean, he started the move on this left-hand side. It developed, it was a good delivery over to the far side to pick out Ivanovic. One touch and he's delivered it in between the last line of the defence of Liverpool and Simon Mignolet. And certainly Eden Hazard was the closest to it. I'm not sure if the flag would have went up or not. It looked like it might have just been half a yard offside there, but that was pretty close for Chelsea.
Oscar up at the Liverpool final third, and he's taken on Henderson, rolls it into the box for Diego Costa. He's dragged wide and then a leg thrust in by Martin Skrtel.
That looked a penalty from my angle.
Well, we'd have to watch that again. Martin Skrtel's moved away from the situation. Costa and some of the crowd appealed for a penalty. Nothing struck me straight away, but Ray certainly felt.
And just when he was played into Coutinho, Skrtel's gone in for a challenge where he shouldn't be going in for it. Like he's nowhere near the ball, is he?
Really.
What you're doing when you make challenges like that, you actually say to the referee, go on, it's up to you, make the decision. And at home, you'd expect Chelsea to get it. I mean, at the moment, the Chelsea fans are going crazy here in the stadium because it looks like Liverpool are getting every decision.
Do you know what? If it's given, no one complains about it. And that sort of says a lot.
Well, he's going away from goal. I don't know what Skrtel's thinking. I don't know what's going through his head. He's not a danger in the position that he is. Stand your ground, look at the ball, get your body position set properly. The one thing you don't do, that's try and win it. There's no point trying to win the ball there. He'll turn into you.
Well, they've used one of their lucky cards tonight, Liverpool, perhaps. It wasn't a clean-cut penalty by any imagination, but it could have been given. That's the point. Here's Moreno, breaks into the box, left-hand side of the area. Saved by the keepers, wonderful. And Courtois is going to be very difficult to beat from that angle as Moreno fires in the shot. And Courtois gets a huge frame to block it out for a corner.
What a ball from Steven Gerrard, though. Look at this. I said about what's happening with Ivanovic. He's getting too tight on Coutinho. He's leaving a massive gap up there on that left-hand side. Liverpool have to utilise that. more and more. Great run from Moreno. He's got it in a good position. I thought he could have hit it a little bit early. He took an extra touch, which allowed Courtois to get set. It was another exceptional save from the Chelsea keeper. When you play football, you know, you want to be a winner. You want to finish your career and tell your grandchildren and your kids about what you did as a footballer for 20 years. It doesn't matter what you play in, what competition, you want to win it. You're there to win, and that's what both these teams are trying to do at the moment. I've got to say, it's been an extremely competitive semi-final. Second leg is every bit as good as the first, where Liverpool dominated, but hasn't been here today.
Brilliant from Matic, and he won the ball, receives it back edge of the area, left-footed shot, which he doesn't quite get away, and it's a goal kick. Well, that is Matic at his best. He won the ball initially off Steven Gerrard in a high challenge and forced the passage of play right through the centre.
Took too long though, didn't he? Just waited and waited. It was as if he was waiting for someone to run off of him to pass it, because he didn't want to take on the responsibility of having the shot. And then it was Lucas once again who came back with that covering challenge on him.
Chelsea lost 4-2 to Bradford, of course, at the weekend. Liverpool are attacking them at the moment. Coutinho running to the edge of the box. He's opened up the space. He's gone left-footed. And again, Courtois is impossible to beat. Coutinho possibly could have done much better with his finish, but wasn't he wonderful in creating that dynamic and opening up the two Chelsea centre-halves to give Liverpool an opportunity. He has to go wider with his shot, but Courtois with an excellent leg out.
Oh, great run, though. I mean, when you say about the balance and pace and ability of Eden Hazard, well, certainly Coutinho showed you what he's all about there as well. Great run. I don't know where Zuma was going. He looked like he was going out the ground to get a cup of tea, the way the position that he took up.
Moreno, loose ball by him, but it nearly pays off, and it does now, because the clearance by Matic, picked out by Moreno, down the left side from Coutinho, rolls it back for Gerrard. This could tee up Henderson, right-footed by Jordan Henderson, but cuts right across the ball and not quite on target. I think if you try and analyse and add up how many sort of opportunities have been created by the teams, Liverpool are probably ahead on that.
Oh, they front. Are. There's no doubt. The best chances for me has been Coutinho, when he had that fantastic drive and run through the centre. Dropped his shoulder. Zuma went to his right. Coutinho went to the left. He's drove into the edge of the box. He sort of cut across the shot, didn't he? Trying to go towards the far post, and Coutinho stuck out his left foot to divert it away from goal. But then Matic got caught in possession of the ball once again. Coutinho was onto it in a flash, pulled it back for Steven Gerrard, just slightly behind him. Gerrard tried to pick out Henderson with the ball on the edge of the box, but two Chelsea players, John Terry and Felipe Luis, were on top of him straight away. Didn't offer the Liverpool midfielder a real opportunity to get you straight on target.
Oh, Oscar's going to win a foul right on the edge of the penalty area. Lucas, who's been pretty exemplary so far tonight, does that smile where you almost know that he's admitting his guilt as Lucas.
Yeah, Hazard involved there, wasn't he? Just came across. Yeah, because he's put his leg out across Oscar without getting anywhere near the ball. Player goes over, 99 times out of 100 you get a free kick for incidents like that. This is where you need your wall to be good. Your goalkeeper has to get his organisation right. You know, you're looking at Oscar's on the ball, Felipe Luis is involved, Willian is in and around it. There's good height in the Chelsea side as well. Interesting enough, John Terry's not come forward for this. He's stayed back in a central, just a 5 or 10 yards inside the Liverpool half. Shot, you would imagine, so wall has to be nice and strong here.
Well, the two they've left back aren't the quickest. Here's the wall, and here's the shot, and it's just a dipper from Oscar, which goes wide of the left-hand side of the upright, and Simon Mignolet can live to breathe another day.
Well, we wouldn't expect the keeper to be beaten there. You know, that's his side of the goal. You know, the wall should be, you know, lined up where they're at the near post. He effectively is looking after the far post. Anything comes in there, you know, that's his domain to make sure he makes the save. And here we go again with this goal kick out towards Jordan Henderson, up against Felipe Luis.
Willian forward to Oscar. It's opening up right side. Oscar's taking a snapshot. He should have used the run of Ivanovic on the far right wing. But Oscar opted to go for goal himself, and just as he did with his free kick a couple of moments ago, struck it wide, left side of Mignolet's goal.
Oh, I think Liverpool delighted he's took the shot here, you know, because there was enough pressure on him. He's a good, what, 25, 28 yards out there as he tries to beat Mignolet in the goal. The easier option, really, was the simple little pass out to the right. Ivanovic has come motoring forward from that right-back position, and acres of space over there. No one really coming to force the issue on him. That was a good opportunity for Chelsea, wasted really.
Zuma rolls it back to his keeper. Sterling doesn't give up the chase. Just 1 minute of added on time at the end of the first half, an absorbing first half, which just leaves you wondering how on earth they could match the pace and intensity in the second 45, and the answer is they probably can't.
it's the sort of game, Steve, you don't want half time, do you? You just want to go through for the full 90 minutes. You know, I thoroughly enjoyed it. It just shows you you can have good 0-0 games. You don't have to have lots of goals to beat a fascinating game. This tactically has been absolutely outstanding. We talked about where Coutinho's come in field, Ivanovic has been falling, it's been leaving the space for Moreno to get forward. Likewise on this side, we talked about Eden Hazard, who will be the threat for Chelsea up against Can and Markovic. So we've seen signs of that as well. Sterling's not really been that involved. He's had a couple of good runs, but not a lot else. You know, he's been well marshalled with Zouma and Terry.
And I think Ray has just given you your half-time analysis as the ball is picked up by our referee, who I'm sure Jose Mourinho might be waiting for when he comes over here. But I don't think he's done too much wrong. I think the reality is Mourinho just feels one or two things haven't gone his way. Liverpool have shown themselves, shown what excellent character they've got.
Yeah, they have. They've had the best chance of the game, without doubt, with Coutinho when he broke forward through the centre there and he had a strike with his left foot, which was well saved by Courtois in the goal. Liverpool have been competitive. They've worked extremely hard. I'm looking at Saka walking off. He worries me at the moment because he's not walking off with someone who looks like he's fully fit.
No, I think you're right. And you picked that out before the game.
Yeah, I've seen that before the game, and he's just walking off, and I don't know if he's feeling a little bit sorry for himself, because when he turned Ivanovic and defended really well and he played that poor ball and it could have been costly, but he's not walking off freely at the moment, so that's a slight concern.
What's that, a groin or a hip?
No, that's his back. I said earlier it's his back. He was holding the small of his back before the game started, and maybe he's just twisting and turning and he's aggravated that. But I've got to say it's been absolutely first class first half, you know, enthralling. He's had everything that you want in a competitive game. He's been feisty, there's been challenges, been flying in. I've got to be honest, and I don't like saying it, but I've been disappointed with the Chelsea bench. I think they're getting off there too often, jumping up in the technical area, trying to influence the referee. I don't agree with that. I don't mind the managers saying what they have to say because it's their job, but the rest of them, just sit down and let the referee ref the game. You're not referees, he is. Let him do his job.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. When you need to claim, think hampsonhughes.com.
Liverpool and Chelsea tied at goalless, and we don't expect any changes within the team lineups. Liverpool started with Mignolet in goal, although saying that, as Ray so accurately pointed out, Mamadou Sakho looked in a little bit of pain as he went down the tunnel. So we'll just wait and see as Steven Gerrard leads them out, and Sakho is with the 11. So Mignolet in goal, Sean Skirtle, Sakho, Markovic, Henderson, Lucas and Moreno, the midfield four, Gerrard, Coutinho and Sterling up front. Just looking at Sakho, has he had some painkillers? Massage?
Yeah, he probably had a massage. Yeah, probably some deep heat onto where the injury is. I mean, he looked fresh enough during the game, didn't he? It was only the last couple of minutes. He seemed to be in a bit of pain, and that's all. But I think he'll be fine.
What's he going through there? Well, it's like some sort of yoga or meditation.
No, it's meditation. Chan does it, Skirtle and Sakho, and Zouma does it. If you look at Zouma down the opposite end of the field, doing exactly the same. As if they're praying, you know.
Amazing.
Yeah, that's what's going on in football today. That's the way you can get through matches, and it makes you feel good. There's no problem with it. Funny enough, I was in the press room, Steve. I went down to get a quick cup of coffee at half-time. People in there in the media were saying that Costa should have been off for that stamp on Chan, and it shouldn't have been a penalty because he shouldn't have been on the pitch by then, because that event happened after that incident. So we'll wait and see. You can only go on your first look. We only had one quick look at it. You know, we've not looked at it slowed down or whatever. It's quite easy to make it out worse than it was. But we'll keep our eye on Chan and Diego Costa to see if anything else goes on there.
At Liverpool shooting towards their away fans in the second half. That was the end of the ground where Xabi Alonso scored that winner that day. I'm sure you remember it well. I think we've just been told how Mourinho has been deep in conversation with the referee, because we even discussed at half-time just how good and how suitable Michael Oliver was for this fixture. He's perhaps not been totally on the ball with a fixture of this magnitude. But Mourinho is certainly trying to get in his ear, and we don't want that to influence things in the second half either.
As I said, I just think there's too many of the Chelsea bench getting up to influence the referee. Yeah, he's not been great in that first half. He's not making mistakes on purpose, I can assure you. You know, he's trying to referee the game the best way that he can, but he's constantly under pressure from both sets of players and more so the Chelsea bench than the Liverpool bench.
Gerrard, who pings one right down the middle, the heart of the pitch. Chelsea need two to dive in Terry and Fabregas to win it. And then Willian has to work hard to maintain possession. He's flung a pass out the left wing for Hazard. Hazard's caused problems from this area all night. Puts one in low into the box, and Martin Skrtel's a lucky, lucky boy. He could have directed that into his own goal. He's actually had the luck to see it fly over the top of the goal mouth.
Well, you say luck, but you know what? He had to make sure he got something on that cross. Brilliant ball to pick out Hazard over that left-hand side. He's got the pace to get away from Chan. He's fired it in. And he had to get something on it, Martin Skrtel. And I tell you what was good about it, he got a lot of height to take it over the top of the crossbar.
So he's averted one bit of danger. But Chelsea line up a set piece. And they brought Zouma and Ivanovic into the box. That corner comes in. Costa dived for it, but the header away was near post from Steven Gerrard. And it's gone out of play for Willian to have a throw in right side.
Well, Fabregas has got a little problem here. He just went over.
Fabregas stays down on the floor. At the same time, Ramirez readied. So there's an injury to deal with, a key injury in the Chelsea dressing room. And Fabregas looks pretty frustrated by the whole thing. He gets up and walks off, but he must have signaled up.
No, I'll tell you what it was. Do you remember when Steven Gerrard played the ball forward just only a few moments ago to try and pick out Raheem Sterling, and John Terry came in with a clattering challenge? Well, he missed Sterling and he caught
his own man,
his own player, yeah.
Willian on the right side looks to cross in, hits Mamadou Sakho. Sakho falls to the floor as he tried to hook it away with that huge lunging frame, but it ends up with a Chelsea corner.
Well, this is where they could have the advantage if they get the right delivery from Willian. Zouma coming forward, Matic in there, Diego Costa, John Terry.
Terry's joined the pack, the corner, and Zouma had an opportunity. No clean header, comes back out towards Willian, who's headed ball back into the box, is mopped up by Steven Gerrard. And I think in Zouma, they just had the wrong person.
He mistimed it, didn't he?
Trying to get that header, didn't they?
Yeah, mistimed the header completely.
What a
shocker. Ball was there to be won. Good delivery into the box. He looked favourite to get his head on it and just completely missed it.
Moreno back to Mamadou Sakho. And then Sakho. Oh, danger ball, giving it away to Costa, running through the centres. Oscar, he's been taken down by Lucas. The ball runs through into the penalty area. Lucas has things to deal with. The referee issues a yellow card. And what's happened now? Well, there's two players fronting up to each other, Costa and Skrtel.
The referee's seen it as well, by the way. He's going to make a big call here, Mr. Oliver.
Well, several incidents for Michael Oliver to peruse over. And he's got to keep a calm head. He's already delivered the yellow card to Lucas for his last-ditch tackle. And now he's got to decide what to do with Costa and Skrtel. And he's moving away from the pack, who are all in his ear.
I think he's bringing the two captains together here, John Terry and Steven Gerrard. He's just going to walk away with them and have a chat, see what's going on. Just try to calm things down at the moment. And he's just going to have a word with the two skippers, because there's a lot of incidents going on here. There's a coming together between Skrtel and Diego Costa after the whistle had gone for the free kick. It was a poor challenge from Lucas Leiva. One he had to make, though, because what a poor ball from Sakho. I mean, he's not right. You know, Emre Can is just looking over. He's feeling sorry for himself. You know, Brendan Rodgers is just giving the thumbs up. They're going to have to make a change. I think Lovren will have to come on and Sakho will come off. He doesn't look right. And that was a really poor ball that could have been really, really costly to Liverpool.
OK, so the referee is still engaged in conversation with a group of players, although John Terry and Steven Gerrard have backed off, and it's a free kick for Chelsea, some 25 yards from goal, absolutely central, so smack on. And I think he's just basically told the others to calm down. That's good refereeing.
Yeah, unless he's seen something in the incident between the two players who were involved there. But there's a real edge to this game at the moment, isn't there? You can feel the tension around the ground with the home fans and the away fans in both teams. It's so edgy out there. Brendan Rodgers trying to get some information across to his players, because he knows he has to make a change. It might even be Glenn Johnson that's about to come on.
He's pointing down the line to one of them to get ready, and Johnson is the one warming up. On the pitch, free kick, Felipe Luis, left-footed into the wall, comes back to Felipe Luis again, under pressure from Gerrard. It's allowed Liverpool to break strong with Henderson, but Willian gets in front of Sterling, and he crashes one into this stand where we're sat covering the game for you.
Yeah, it was a great break there for Liverpool. They had plenty of red shirts getting forward, but that was a really poor ball from Henderson. But this is the incident here. I don't know what Diego Costa made. He stood on Skirtle again. And Sacco's coming
Sacco's
off.
Sacco's gone yeah, down. He's gone down on his back, so he's off.
See, the problem here for the referee, he's pointing down. He's sort of seen the incident coming together between Diego Costa and Skirtle. And it was one of them incidents where Skirtle's won the ball, and in the momentum of Diego Costa, he's come down onto the foot of Martin Skirtle, a bit like what happened with Emre Can in the first half, where everyone thinks it was a stamp by Costa on Can. Didn't think it was then a stamp on him, on Skirtle. The referee had a big call to make there, and I've got to say, he sort of ducked out of it. He's seen it, and he actually came away from the situation. Maybe he felt, because he's already blown for the free kick by Lucas, that this was null and void, null and void afterwards. But just watch again here, Steve. See the challenge coming in? There it is, and just watch afterwards. His momentum, see, he's hurdling him, came down. Is there any
You'd have to watch it in slow-mo to feel there was intent. I mean, we just watched some pictures in slow-mo, and it looks like he purposely brings his heel down on the player, doesn't it? Chelsea 0, Liverpool 0 on Radio City Sport. 57 minutes play.
I've got to say, Steve, I really think if Liverpool have got a little bit more about them here, this game's here for the taking. It really is, because at the moment Chelsea haven't really started this second half. The passing's been poor. They've lost one of their main players in Cesc Fabregas. Williams not produced anything over on this right-hand side whatsoever. Oscar's hardly been involved. You think Mignolet, he's hardly had anything to do.
Ball's run past Oscar. Hazard's on it. To his left-hand side, he's got Costa. He might not find the touch to him. It's still Hazard! Oh, he's missed the target. Left-footed shot. He's been Chelsea's biggest danger all night. Liverpool couldn't get the ball off him. And Hazard probed and probed and probed and then unleashed a shot which looked like it was going to beat Mignolet. And Liverpool just about survived that.
Well, I've got to say, some really poor defending from Chan initially and then from Skirtle. I mean, they're going into challenges and they're not even getting their body position right. They're actually running past Hazard. You know Hazard's going to duck his shoulder. He's not going to keep going to the right-hand side because that's where all the red shirts is. He wants to get across them and then hit it with his left foot. I'll tell you what, he got plenty of pace in the shot. It was just lacking a bit in direction and went wide of the target. But he is the threat.
And Chelsea on the ball. Very tight spaces to play in tonight. Both teams have worked so hard. Here's Felipe Luis on the left wing, crosses the halfway line. There will be some tired legs already out there. Now Costa helps it back to Luis on the left wing. The cross in towards a Chelsea body in the area. Comes back out to Costa, right footed. Saved on the line by the keeper. Hazard tries to follow it up. But Emre Can just about digs it clear for Liverpool.
I'll tell you what a good save that was from Mignolet, because that took a huge deflection on the way through to him. And here's another brick for Liverpool.
Other end, Raheem Sterling from the halfway line. To try and get up with him. Sterling's wide on the right hand side. Henderson's burst into the box, but he's rolled it for Gerrard, side-footed right into the keeper's midriff. Gerrard had time and he's certainly clinical from those areas, but he struck it straight at Courtois.
It's just end-to-end stuff at the moment. Here's Chelsea on the attack now. I tell you, as I said about the save from Mignolet, brilliant, because it took a huge deflection with the strike from Diego Costa. Chan just done enough because Hazard was in there.
It's like a ping-pong match, one end to the other. Ball comes in low, it's Costa's chance, and he struck it against Glenn Johnson. It's come out of the area, and Coutinho moves it away, and now Chelsea back off again, and we're literally seeing a succession of chances for both teams.
Well, what needs to happen for Liverpool at the moment is just put your foot on the ball for a little bit, make a few passes. You know, this is too open for both teams. Both of them are looking a little bit vulnerable in their defences. There's been more chances in the last 5 minutes than we've seen probably in the first half. That's because the game's starting to open up. Tired legs out there, tired minds, people making mistakes. And I tell you, that was a genuine opportunity for Diego Costa, because no one came to close him down. He struck the ball reasonably well, and Glenn Johnson just done enough to get his body in the way.
Oscar to Costa in the Liverpool half, out to the right wing for Ivanovic. It's a congested half of the field, back to Costa. Willian breaks into the box, he squares it in there, took a deflection off Skirtle and right into the path of his keeper Mignolet.
It's end-to-end stuff.
It just Hazard to Oscar. The Chelsea fans are off their seat. The ball's in towards Costa inside the penalty area, goes down, had a great opportunity, couldn't see it 100% clearly, but certainly wasn't a foul. But Oscar didn't quite take that chance. They come again, and that shot this time from Oscar takes a deflection and goes into Mignolet's
path. It was actually Diego Costa who was through there. He was played onside, I'm not sure how, but the keeper has made one of the best tackles you will see. He's had to go to ground, Mignolet. He's read it well. He knows he can't bring the Chelsea striker down. He's waited, he's patient, he stuck his left foot, and he's stopped a goal.
Other end of the field, Sterling's through, keeper comes out, and he grabs it from underneath the feet of Sterling. You're right, it was phenomenal from Mignolet and Raheem Sterling.
And not bad from Courtois at the opposite there either, has it? I mean, both goalkeepers have done what they've had to do this evening, and the reading of the situation has been absolutely perfect.
Goodness me, they're like two gladiators going at each other. Oh, that's a handball from Jordan Henderson, 22-3 yards from goal.
Has he already been yellow carded in the first half?
He has, he's got a yellow already.
I'll tell you what, he's a lucky boy if he gets away with this. Deliberate handball, normally a yellow card. Now look at the bench, look at the Chelsea bench, look how many are up. You know, they're putting pressure on the fourth official, Phil Dowd here. They've got to be careful
him,
here.
He's not going to give him a yellow card. Jordan Henderson's extremely fortunate to stay on the pitch. Mario Balotelli, meanwhile, is being called on. Is this the script?
Well, I think it might be Henderson they might bring off here. Put Steven Gerrard a little bit deeper next to Lucas. Put Mario in a central role and put Raheem over on the right-hand side. That may be the way that he'll go here. But at the minute, you know, you're just worried, because I tell you, he's a very lucky boy. Once you put your hand out in the manner that he did there, deliberate handball, that normally results in a yellow card. And we know he's already had one yellow card. He could have easily have seen red there.
So free kick for Chelsea, 25 yards out. Oscar with it, right-footed. This time goes near post. Keeper saves it as Mignolet gets across. And Oscar's had a couple of those free kicks.
That was the more difficult one. Why? Because the ball just bounced in front of Mignolet. And it's one of them you could easily spill. There was a few Chelsea players going in to that area of the field there in the hope that he might spill it. But he kept his eyes on it. He's done very well tonight. His kicking's not been great, but the rest of his game's been very, very good tonight, Mignolet.
Mario Balotelli, he's got the tracksuit off. He's spoken to Colin Pascoe as Henderson turns and rockets one upfield. Sterling's got goal side of Zuma, but good defending to clear it by Chelsea. And over to the left wing for Hazard. He's turned Emre Can. Still going Hazard. Can's got back on the other side of him. Rolled infield to Willian. Willian nods it on for Costa. That's a challenge by Glenn Johnson that doesn't come off. It's a shot by Ramirez, and this time he's pelted one left side of Mignolet's goal.
Someone's got to come out and close him down. You can't back off and back off. You've seen Martin Skirtle, he's dropping off, he's trying to make his body big, but all he's done is put the goalkeeper off, because the keeper doesn't see it till late there. Mignolet, someone's got to come out, really nail Ramirez there. Don't let him get a free strike at goal.
It's now with Moreno for throwing down the left wing to Mario Balotelli. Uses his strength well, plays it on for Sterling. There's all sorts of legs flying in there. Release for Coutinho. Coutinho dribbles it round into the box. He's gone onto the floor. It's Gerrard on the right foot, and on the scissor kick, he's hit that right over the top of the crossbar. Well, that was almost the stuff of dreams if Gerrard could have got that on target.
Yeah, it was just too much height on the ball. He was waiting for it to come down to get his volley away, but this came about with a lovely little big back heel from Balotelli into Coutinho. Nutmeg on John Terry, eventually came out to Steven Gerrard. The ball was just too high in the air. Tried to hit the volley with great power and direction, but just spinning the shot as it went over the top of the crossbar.
Well, talk about a nervous 3 or 4 minutes we've got now. We'll have 3 minutes of normal time, some stoppage time to play, but we've not seen any sort of relenting of the attitude of attacking football. And here's Hazard trying to strike from a long distance out. Caught by Simon Mignolet. I think from our angle, it probably didn't look like it was going in, but Hazard clearly trying to catch him off his line.
Yeah, I mean, great vision. He could have actually run with the ball, but you've seen that Mignolet was, 12 yards off his line there, so he tried to hit it a bit higher than he did. He's hit it a bit flat, which made it easier for the goalkeeper to make the save. We couldn't see from our position here if it was actually going to hit the target or not, but yeah, you see at this stage, Steve, we've got 2.5 minutes to go, plus any added on time. You know, is either side going to make one more chance? Just one chance that could be the difference between going to Wembley or not.
Well, who's prepared for it? And those Liverpool players mentally, they're fit, they're strong, and they enter another 30 minutes in a League Cup semi-final second leg. This drama is never ending. It's goalless here at Stamford Bridge after 90 minutes. Ray Houghton and myself, Steve Hothersall, will bring you the extra time between Chelsea and Liverpool.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
So the Liverpool players are ready. They've been in the team huddle. And the Chelsea players just break out of theirs. And the referee's in the middle of the park, and quite a few people predicted this might continue into this period of the game, but as Ray quite rightly points out, Liverpool have to score. There's 30 minutes in which they have to score. The away goals rule counts at the end of extra time, so Chelsea have got their away goal.
Yeah, they have, but what's the tactics of both teams now? Did Chelsea sit back and protect the 1-1 from the first leg, knowing that if it remains 0-0 between now and the end of the 30 minutes, they will go through on the away goal? Liverpool know at some stage they're going to have to really take the game to Chelsea because they need a goal. So it's still beautifully poised and very, very fascinating at the moment. I've got to say, not often I've gone to a game recently where I've really, really enjoyed it. I've really enjoyed tonight's game. It's been full on.
Absolutely fascinating. Imagine if Daniel Sturridge has been part of this Liverpool 11 tonight and see what they've done without him. But maybe, just maybe, they can find a way through to Wembley. Well, it's Coutinho getting into a dangerous position in the box. This might be stopped by Sterling. He's left it for Balotelli. Good opportunity, Mario. And he just didn't keep his head, and he certainly didn't keep the ball low to the ground. That one is fired high above the flag, which reads Matthew Harding's Blue and White Army. That was not accurate from Mario.
You could see that. Fluffed his lines, I'm afraid. I mean, it was a perfect setup. And then he tried to hit it with the instep there, rather than going with the laces and hit it with power. And once you start leaning back, Steve, you get elevation. It's like anything. Play golf, you lean back, you'll get height. And that's the same way when you're going to take a shot on. That's where you've got to get your body weight over the top of the ball. Make sure you hit it with plenty of power.
Mourinho, he's faced Liverpool 20 times as a manager, and he's won 10 of those, lost 5 of them, 5 draws as well. This one tonight, a draw at the moment. Balotelli back defending to help clear it, but he's given the ball away, and Hazard's taken out in a dangerous position by Lucas. Lucas already on a yellow himself, Mourinho's over
crazy
to the fourth official, saying there's another one that's got away with it.
I've got to say, I'm disappointed with the Chelsea bench. You know, they're on to the fourth official every opportunity that they can, every decision that doesn't go their way, they're straight on top of them. I mean, Lucas has to be careful. He really has. When you're on a yellow card, you can't just dangle your foot in the manner that he did there.
Well, the manager's leading that, isn't he? He's the example, but free kick in towards Willian! It's scored by Chelsea! Ivanovic, right place! Bullet header! Willian's free kick from the right. And Ivanovic was left with a relatively simple task. And now the task is for Liverpool to try and find an equaliser. 3 minutes of extra time played. It's Chelsea with their noses in front. Liverpool's task, arguably, is still the same. But Chelsea are feeling confident now. It's Chelsea 1, Liverpool 0.
Well, who's picking them up? I know Liverpool like to play zonal marking. You can't afford to do that. I talked about the height in this Chelsea side. If you get the right delivery, he's absolutely free. No one within 3-4 yards of him. There was a couple of Chelsea players in there. John Terry coming into the back. Good ball in from Willian. Great header. And that's what Chelsea needed. But on that, I mean, Jose Mourinho didn't even see it.
He was moaning at the game.
But that's what happened there when you're talking about lazy defending from Lucas, you know, dangling a leg out, give away a free kick in a dangerous area, and then you are punished. But you're quite right what you say, Steve. All along, Liverpool have needed to score in this 30 minutes, and it's not changed.
And they've got to think that's psychologically what they've got to get their heads around. No different. They just need the goal.
Yeah, but you can't go gung-ho now. You can't just think, right, we're going to throw everything forward. You know, we're not going to worry about defending. We need to get ourselves back into it. You have to do it in a disciplined manner.
There's Mignolet. Kicks the ball out over the halfway line into the body of Balotelli. Uses Henderson to his right. First intention, get it to Gerrard, who switches play over to the left side of the field. Moreno on possession for Liverpool. Pushing back the Chelsea defence. Now uses Sterling, who's on the left edge of the penalty area. A couple of step-overs from him. Drags the dead ball line. Feeds it in there!
Oh, what a miss!
Jordan Henderson. Sterling, the creator, And Jordan Henderson, at first glance, looks like he's missed a huge, huge, huge opportunity for Liverpool.
Oh, that's a sitter, Steve. Brilliant play. Great wing play from Raheem Sterling. Couple of step overs. Then the pace to get away from Ivanovic. He delivered it into the perfect area. You just got to get your head on it and make sure you hit the target. It came off the side of his head and went wide of the target. I mean, he's seen it all the way, so there's no excuses there. He's got in front of Azpilicueta. For me, that's an easy chance.
Costa again. He's trying to do it all himself on the left edge of the penalty area. Gets tangled with Steven Gerrard. They start tussling with each other. There's a skirmish. There's a head-to-head. Gerrard pushes Costa. Referee has to ask
look
for
the Chelsea bench. Look at the Chelsea bench. One of their coaches, look how far down the line he is. I've got to say, I think they've been really disappointed in the Chelsea bench. They shouldn't be allowed to go up en masse like they are in their own Phil Dowd at the moment. To me, it's been an absolute nonsense. Any kids watching that, you know, you'd be disappointed, extremely disappointed with the way that they've reacted tonight.
Well, this isn't the first time Michael Oliver has called Costa towards him, but it's the first time he's given him a yellow card, him and Steven Gerrard.
Many incidents has Costa been involved in. You know, the incident with Chan in the first half, the incident with Skirtle in the second half, and now the first period of extra time, another incident with Steven Gerrard, and he's only got a yellow card for it.
Chelsea 1, Liverpool 0. Mignolet looking for the ball that'll help find an equaliser, volleyed by Sterling. Backwards, Balotelli goes to get it, then his run, he can't just run at players and expect to keep it, and Azpilicueta gratefully took it off him. He's lucky he gets another chance here, Balotelli, muscles into the penalty area, keeps his footing, gets it across the goal, it's Sterling, and he did oh so well to control the ball right on the edge, on the 18-yard line. But that was about it. As soon as he'd controlled it, he'd lost his balance for the shot.
But great play from Balotelli. Great strength to get away from two Chelsea players. He didn't have a lot in the box, really. He's picked out Raheem Sterling on the edge of the 18-yard box. His touch was good. I just wondered if he could have played it to his left-hand side when Moreno had made a good run from the left wing-back position. He took the shot on when he was off balance and went wide of the target. But Liverpool certainly asking a few more questions in the last few minutes.
Now, there's Costa and Emre Can. Both at it again, but it won't matter. The referee's blown his whistle. I think the referee will probably want to get to the stoppage quite quickly. So at the end of the first half of extra time, Chelsea have taken that one goal advantage. It's Chelsea 1, Liverpool 0.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook.
Don't give up hope. The players haven't, and one goal would take it to penalties. We know that. And Liverpool now shooting from right to left. 15 minutes left to play. They missed a great opportunity with Jordan Henderson's header, and Ricky Lambert is now on. He gets his first touch. He's been brought on for Alberto Moreno. Chested the ball down then, pushed over Zuma, and he looks like he's got a face of thunder, a determination to have an involvement in this game. Let's see what Liverpool can conjure up in this final 15 minutes. There'll be tired legs. There should be openings and opportunities, and maybe Chelsea have the first as Costa plays in Ramirez. He bears down on Mignolet. Ramirez into the penalty area. Great saving challenge, first of all, by Liverpool as it flies across, I think, from Gerrard, wasn't it? And now it comes out to the left of the box. Oscar can't dribble it in towards the goal mouth, and eventually picked up by Mignolet. Was that Gerrard?
Yeah, it was Gerrard who come back and made the challenge, but what was Martin Skirtle trying to do, win the ball there? You know, you just got to stand up. He's gone to ground. Ramirez has been played in. He looked favourite. He should have done a lot better than he did.
Kick out for Courtois to take. And left-footed. Sails through that ball. Laces it upfield. Met by Skirtle's header. Back into the Chelsea half. Azpilicueta with a header then before Coutinho half-volleys it up to Ricky Lambert. Lambert's gone to the right side of the area with the ball. He's lifted it high into the box. Balotelli's come for it, and the keeper as well. Courtois off his line. Balotelli's gone wide left. He's tried to chip it far post. Goodness me, anything could have happened. And we've not seen many mistakes from Courtois tonight. But he gambled on that run to try and get the ball ahead of Balotelli. And Balotelli won that duel.
Well, he did. But what about the final ball then? Under no pressure whatsoever. I mean, it was a difficult take for Courtois. He's at his try his best to rush back to the goal. I'm not sure what Balotelli was doing, if he was trying to chip the keeper or he was trying to pick out Ricky Lambert at the far post. But in the end, it was a nothing ball.
Now Matic sees it over to the far left side of the pitch where Hazard has it under pressure from Emre Can. Now it's Hazard playing the 1-2. It's opened up for Chelsea. Ramirez right-footed, drags the shot awfully wide. Well, thankfully, There was nothing of the goal-scoring instinct about that from Ramirez.
Yeah, we've just seen there that Glenn Johnson had got caught out too close to the other two centre-halves, and that left a huge space over on the Liverpool left, the right for Chelsea, and he was well-spotted, Ramirez, by the pass from Eden Hazard, but what a poor effort from him.
Hazard toward Azpilicueta. And upfield he goes with his clearance. Martin Skrtel, no energy to ram that long. Headers met by Ramirez. It's Chelsea, not Liverpool, who will play at Wembley in the League Cup final. But there couldn't have been a more valiant effort from Brendan Rodgers' side tonight. They gave it everything, and the margins were virtually non-existent between these sides over the two legs. But the one goal scored 3 minutes into the additional time played here at Stamford Bridge is the decisive goal, Ivanovic's header. Liverpool can be very proud, but they won't feel that way at the moment. Chelsea 1, Liverpool 0, and Chelsea win 2-1 on aggregate at the end of the game. Ray Houghton.
Yeah, football's a cruel game, it really is, and none more cruel than a semi-final. It's probably the worst time to lose a football match, but I can't applaud the Liverpool players enough for the valiant effort that they put in, bearing in mind that most of these players played against Bolton on Saturday night, and here they are on a Tuesday playing in the second leg of a semi-final, and they really took the game to Chelsea. They threatened but couldn't quite finish him off, and in the end fatigue played a major part as far as Liverpool was concerned, because it was Lucas who gave away the free kick when he was probably tired, and that added on time. Ball delivered in, and first time Liverpool really didn't defend a set play particularly well, and Ivanovic was there to head it into the back of the net, and that was the difference between the two sides. Liverpool huffed and puffed but didn't really create enough in that final third, and then obviously you go for it in the second period of added on time, you're throwing players on, you're throwing strikers in the hope that something will come from it, and in fact it got worse because they hardly created a chance. The only chance really of note when you think about it, and it was a game-changing moment, was Jordan Henderson's header. For me, they score then, that's it. You know, that was a huge part of the match, and to miss in the manner that he did, completely missing the target, was really poor from his point of view, and he'll be really disappointed with that.
Give us a motor-range man of the match.
Well, look, only going on what I've seen in the first 90 minutes, I can't really include the added on 30. I thought Lucas was very good. You know, I think he's been an unsung hero for Liverpool for quite a few weeks now, and I thought he put in a really sterling performance in that 90 minutes, so he would be my man of the match. Yeah.
Well, what does it say about Liverpool, the fact that the margins over the two games were so close against the team which is dominating the Premier League?
Well, it shows you they're making progress. There's a lot more belief about Liverpool, but the one thing that's still standing out at the moment, Steve, is they're struggling to score goals. And that's a fact now. We're not making it up now. You know, Liverpool have had possession, they've had decent opportunities, they're not finishing them off. And you have to start questioning why. Why aren't they scoring more from the possession that they've got, from the chances that they're creating? Continued chance saved by Courtois, the header, as I said, from Henderson. These are the opportunities that you create, you must take. You know, you must take it to give yourself a chance in the games, or what happens is you make a mistake and added on time or the first period of extra time, you can see the goal and then you're really up against it. That's three games in a row where Liverpool have played some very good football. Where's the reward? Nothing. They've had two draws and a defeat tonight.
So are you saying that bringing back Daniel Sturridge isn't enough on its own? The players out there need to up their own goal-scoring contributions?
Yeah, they'll know that more than anyone. You know, the chances that have been created in the last few games that they haven't taken. You know, you can come back to tonight and say, you know, what did Liverpool do wrong? Well, not a lot apart from score. You know, they attacked the game in the right way. There was passion in the play. There was commitment from them. There was some good football. There was one or two half chances that they created. They haven't taken them. And that's the concern. And Daniel Sturridge come back. We'll certainly take pressure off, you know, because he is more natural finisher than a lot of the players are out there. But there was just a bit of frustration watching Liverpool again tonight. You know, no reward for the energy in the football that they played, and that must be hard for a team at the moment. When you know you, now Chelsea's meant to be the best team in the league, you would say that over the last two games that Liverpool have played them, would you? You know, Liverpool have more than been competitive against them. There'd be nothing between the two sides, and the difference is they've kept a clean sheet tonight, and when they got their chance, they took it. Liverpool didn't.
Okay, so close in this competition. There's still other competitions. Of course, the FA Cup becomes even more important if it could do. And, of course, the Europa League is still there. Brendan's spoken about how much silverware would mean this season.
Yeah, and I'm sure he'll be really disappointed that they didn't get anything out of tonight's game. There's so many talking points. You know, the stamping that went on, the yellow cards, should have been more yellow cards, should have been a penalty. I thought it was a really tough game for the referee to ref tonight. Absolutely disgusted with the Chelsea bench. That's only my opinion of it. You know, the way they were constantly jumping up and down and pressurising the fourth official, and, you know, the gestures they were making all the time, arms up and screaming and shouting all the time. I don't think there's any place in football for that. I don't mind the manager getting up. That's his job. It's not the job of the coaches to jump up every 2 seconds or the physios to jump up and remonstrate and, you know, arms going up all the time and saying, oh, this is wrong. It just reflects poorly on the game of football. Post-match.
People watching the game will see that we were probably the best team over the two legs. But ultimately, I think the goalkeeper has got them to the final. He's made some great saves again tonight, in particular first half. And that would be the only criticism. But apart from that, we were very good.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport. With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.